Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live, mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy, because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Life with Michelle E. Alfred of Me A Happy Life Coaching. Today is Sunday. I am so excited to be being on the air this evening. We've had to reschedule a couple of shows due to other things that we are doing out here. But I am excited about doing this segment of the show because this is just something that's truly needed. And we're going to be talking about last time we were on air, we talked about fibromyalgia, something that I have been, I won't say plagued, but that has touched my life in such a way, affected my life in such a way that it causes me to talk about it, because so many people, you know, for a long time I didn't know that, you know, that I had it. And until finally some doctor, some brilliant doctor finally was able to give me some clear-cut answers on something that I, you know, the pain issues that I was dealing with. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit more. I've had a couple of people get in contact with me saying that they've heard the archives and they themselves have, you know, been faced with dealing with fibromyalgia. And I just wanted to talk again a bit about it more to just really encourage people, because it's hard to find encouragement when you're dealing with so much pain. But I promise you, there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow waiting for you in dealing with this ailment. First, let's start off with really addressing what fibromyalgia is. There's so many definitions out there as to what it is, because, you know, they really haven't gotten everything narrowed down to the true science of what this disease is. But one thing that I can tell you from experience, it is a disease that affects you with a lot of chronic pain in your body. Doesn't matter where it is. It can be your neck, your back, your fingertips, your kneecaps, your elbows, your buttocks, your hips. And, you know, the pain just has no boundaries when it comes to flaring up in your body. And you experience a lot of, you know, some people experience different symptoms more than others, but it's definitely something that it takes a long time for people to diagnose, because it took them like several years before they really came up with an answer. And you never really understand why it takes doctors so long to diagnose you, but that's when you know that, you know, they really don't have a handle on certain types of ailments. They just know it's out there, and a wide number of people, maybe a small percentage of people actually are, you know, plagued with the ailments, so that they, you know, that they say, you know, because a lot of times I think there are a lot more cases out there. It's just they go undiagnosed because people attribute, you know, severe pain maybe just to, if they're overweight, they say, oh, you know, I got to lose the weight to get away, get rid of this pain, not knowing that it could be something else, or that they're fatigued. They think it's the weight. And so they don't really go and check up on themselves to find out what's really going on in their bodies. But there's a lot of things that you experience with this disease. It's fatigue. You know, you have sleeping disturbances. You may, you know, can't get a lot of sleep. You think you have insomnia, but you're really, the disease that you're carrying in your body is attributing it to you're not being able to sleep. You experience a lot of joint stiffness. Some of us even, I know at one point I was having difficulty swallowing, and sometimes you think that's, you know, again, we say, oh, this is associated with something, especially if it's in the wintertime, you may think you're coming down, your tonsils are swollen, or you may feel like you're coming down with something that's associated with the cold weather. But it's in fact something dealing, you know, that's associated with the disease that's lurking in your body, fibromyalgia. And I kind of wanted to kind of help people to, you know, because I accept my healing from it because I took some necessary steps into wanting to, you know, heal myself from the disease, because I do truly believe that there's a natural healing for everything that happens. And, you know, every disease that comes in our body, I don't care what doctors say, researchers say, I think that our bodies are always meant to naturally heal itself, or there are natural things from this earth that heals us of any ailment out there. You just got to find it, you know. You know, and for instance, like cancer, they always say they haven't found a real cure for cancer, but just think about it. So many people are being cured from cancer on their own by this changing in the way they eat. So that has to be something that people should pay attention to, that we have natural things that can heal us. We just have to find the pathway to whatever that thing is. I want to share with you a little bit about some possible fibromyalgia causes. Now, this is not, you know, these are just some things that I've researched, and because, you know, they couldn't even tell me how I even, you know, got plagued with the disease. You know, I wanted to do a little bit of research on my own once I found out that I had it years ago. Possible fibromyalgia causes, they said it could be hereditary. Go figure. It could be something that, you know, that is hereditary, like, you know, many other conditions in your body. They say that it can run in your family. So someone else in your family, even somewhere down the road or, you know, in years past, was plagued with it. Sometimes history repeats itself, and it could be in the gene. And you end up being, you know, in history four, you become the one who now inherited the disease. So they say this is hereditary. This is one, and this is, I'm finding this research from the FibroCenter.com. These are some of the possible causes that they have identified with what causes fibromyalgia. And that site, again, is FibroCenter.com. The second thing, and they said that even if it's hereditary, it can start at any time in your life. You don't have to be, it don't necessarily have to come when you're first born. It could be something that actually triggers the disease in your body, like an injury or something, you know, that you're exposed to, you know, that can really trigger fibromyalgia in your body. One of the things it says, an accident or injury. Fibromyalgia may be triggered by any injury or trauma. For instance, a car accident or something very traumatic. I've been in a couple of car accidents. And only once I was behind the wheel. So they're saying that an accident or injury can trigger something. So it's actually something probably kind of already in your body, but it's not, you know, it takes something to happen to really instigate that to start affecting your body in a negative way. The other thing that can cause fibromyalgia is infection in your body. This was when I was told that I had fibromyalgia, this was one of the things that I kept getting ear infection all the time. And I didn't understand why I was, because I, you know, naturally I'm a healthy, you know, I was always a healthy person. I always got my checkups and things of that nature. So I was always getting earache. And then I had an issue where my neck had swollen up overnight. And they, you know, they tested me for everything under the sun, and was none of, I didn't have tuberculosis. I didn't have you know, tonsillitis. I didn't have any, you know, nothing. They couldn't explain, and this was several years ago, back in probably 2003 or 2004, and it was just nothing unexplained. They said they tested me for everything and said that I was a healthy person. They tested my thyroid, everything, and all they could say was I was a healthy person, but I knew within myself that I wasn't, because I was going experiencing these weird things going on in my body. And nobody could tell me what was wrong. And then I ended up dealing with something with my lip noise. And then, you know, again, they tested me. They tested my blood. I felt like that they were collecting my blood, because it was, you know, because they were getting so much of it. And I thought they were storing it up for, you know, for rainy days. But nevertheless, they could not find anything. It took like in 2000, I believe it was 2009, when they actually gave it a name, fibromyalgia. So you imagine how many years I had to actually deal with that before they actually knew. And the circumstances and the situation only worsened as the years went by, because I didn't know what was going on in my body. I did everything that I possibly could with myself to just treat myself with loving kindness and tender mercies, you know, and pillows, and sleeping on mountains of pillows, because even though I had a really nice, expensive bed, I still felt like there was no comfort there, and I, you know, the pillows brought me more comfort. But, you know, talking about the infection, and you know, the bacteria could be, you know, lurking in your body from many different things, so it would cause me to feel like I was just full of arthritis, like full of pain everywhere, and so much pain to the point where tears would flow from my eyes, and I would literally think that, you know, that I was feeling pain coming from my eyelids, because that's how severe my pain was. And sometimes it was even difficult to turn to the left or to the right. Sometimes I would just have to stay in one position because I was afraid of the pain that I would possibly feel from each next move. So, but the infection of the body, it says that the types of infections that it can be linked to could be hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr virus, parvovirus, and Lyme disease, or, you know, just you know, it's a laundry list of so many things. But this is, again, coming from the FIBO Center. This is something that I researched some time ago, and but they still have the same information on here. The other thing, and you could have autoimmune disorder, when the body, the immune system, sees its own tissue as a foreign, something foreign in the body, and it begins to attack your own body because it doesn't. Your immune system sees that whatever is going on in your body, your disorder, as the enemy, so to speak, and it begins to attack your own body. So you begin to feel symptoms of arthritis, and sometimes this is also linked to lupus. If lupus is a form of an autoimmune disorder, so if you have a person that has lupus, you could be affected with fibromyalgia as well, along with that sickness or that ailment. Another thing that can jumpstart fibromyalgia is psychological or emotional stress. There are a few cases that, according to the Fibro Center, that has been linked with certain types of emotional stress. So imagine some of the things just the simple things that you are going through in your life, and you're not knowing that they may be the cause of the tremendous pain that you're going through, especially with dealing with fibromyalgia. And, I think the best thing to do is when you're going through, if you're experiencing something in your life that you're unfamiliar with, once you get a diagnosis, I think it's to your advantage to be proactive about finding out, going on the path of finding your own healing, because this is exactly what I did. I was given a whole bunch of medications, and I just one day just woke up and just decided that I wasn't going to do this anymore. I wasn't going to take all these medications because it just didn't do, to me, when you're taking some type of medication, it should be healing you and not, pacifying the ailment. To me, I just felt like my ailment was being pacified and that it was never going to go away. And then I just decided that I didn't want to accept that existence. I'm going to tell you some of the things that, having fibromyalgia did to me. I've always been a naturally somewhat thin person. Outside, as you grow older and you begin to, put on a little bit of pounds, but nothing out of the norm. But then, as time would go on, as I was, dealing with so much severe pain, I began to gain so much weight because I just could no longer exercise. And I was the type of person like that. I exercise 3 or 4 times a week, or sometimes I would go the whole week exercise, just doing something to, get some movement. But, for a few years with that fibromyalgia, I could, I just couldn't physically do it because literally when I would try to exercise, and I even tried to force myself, but it would seem like I was, breaking down my body in such a way where it felt like, and I hate to say this to scare anybody, but it felt like I was physically breaking my bones in my body, forcing myself to exercise with this ailment. And so I just decided, I just lost all zest and the will to even, to try, because it just became too painful to do so. But again, when I just decided, I woke up one morning and I decided I just did not want to live that way, continue to gain weight, I threw all the medication away, cold turkey, just threw it away, didn't care. And one of the things that kind of helped me, I told this the last time I was talking about this, I went into a store shopping for something else, and I ran across a DVD of a sister doing yoga, and I had no idea. I was so excited about looking at an African-American on a CD exercising yoga, I could not believe it. So, you know what I had to do. I had to, just my curiosity, I had to buy it, so I did. And when I bought it, I immediately came home and began, watching the moves and stuff. And also in my mind, I was thinking that there is no way that I can. And then, all of a sudden, I just caught myself. yeah, I could do this. I'm going to try just a couple of moves. They seem so simple. But, you know, because looking at her, she made it seem so easy, so, you know, relaxing. Her voice was very calming. And this is her name. She's out of New York. Her name is Robin Michelle Downs. And, you know, it was just, that was the beginning of a beautiful moment in my life, because not only did I begin getting that CD begin, helped me to begin just moving again, but it also helped me to see that I could do something that I didn't have no idea that I can do, and that was yoga. You know, by, you know, being a plus size woman, you would think, you know, well, yeah, I can fold my legs and I can bend this way and that way and the other way, and it was just so amazing, and I felt like it was a burst of enlightenment and energy that came when I got that CD, that DVD. And I, you know, and I'm the type of person, I believe nothing happens by chance and everything has a purpose in crossing your path. So when I came in contact with that DVD and I knew I wasn't looking for a yoga DVD, I knew it was in divine order that I was supposed to come across that DVD, because it was the beginning of me realizing that I can take control of this disease that was, you know, tearing me down, and that I could do something about my existence and change my own life. And it gave me a new hope, and it recharged my faith, because I already know my divine, the higher power, my God Almighty, is Yahweh, you know, whatever you choose to call him, but I call him Almighty. I knew that, you know, he was and is always a healer, and that we have so many, he has given us so many natural resources to heal us from all of these man-made diseases. We just have to understand and go back to our roots and find that pathway again. And I believe that that particular DVD helped lead me begin on my journey of, you know, self-healing and spiritual enlightenment, because, you know, from that point on, from the moment that I found that DVD, I had just been on such a tremendous spiritual journey. And, you know, being on a spiritual journey, it gives you, you open your heart, your mind, your soul. You completely open yourself to so many things occurring in your life, so many experiences, you know, and it's not to say that there's going to always be good experience, but because you're on this spiritual journey, you understand that whatever you come up against, you have the strength and the power. It's just like you become fearless, even with dealing with this ailment, fibromyalgia. It's just, you know, if you allow yourself to begin to meditate, you know, I can't stress this enough, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to do a part two discussion of fibromyalgia, because so many people don't look into the natural things, and you know, because they get kind of uncomfortable with certain type of practices. But you really gotta find your way into having an open mind and an open heart about things, because if you close your mind off to other possibilities of self-healing, then, you know, you'll never find, you know, healing if you just can't be open-minded about, you know, other alternative ways to finding your pathway to healing. Because a lot of people are not open to meditation. They think it's just, you know, something, it's just part of a religious practice or cult, but, you know, it isn't, you know, there, it stem from, meditation stem from, various people of culture, you know, India, China, all of those people are people who engage in deep, and these are the type of people that are definitely very enlightened about a lot of things, because they allow themselves to be open to engage in the practice of meditation. And I, you know, I want to say, as a person who have been healed from fibromyalgia, is that, you know, that is one of the things that kept me in line and in tune, and as I begin to usher mental peace, all of those things in my life by way of meditation, it began to change the physical state of my body as well. So, I, you know, as a person who has dealt with it, I will tell a person that who's dealing with it, learn to understand what meditation is. Meditation is just allowing yourself to be quiet in the moment, uninterrupted by outside influences. You have to get to a place where there's no phone ringing, no TV going, no nothing going on. They even have meditation aids, such as, you know, meditating music, calming music. Allow yourself to embrace those type of things, because you've tried it so many other ways. Why not give this a try? Because I am a living testimony that it does work. You have to find the very thing that gives you the peace, restores the peace back into your life in some form or some way. And meditation is one of those things that does that for me. And, you know, and so many other people can testify to that as well. You know, of course the doctors will give you the medication. And I'm not saying that, you know, everybody will have the same inspiration as I did to just go and, you know, say, hey, I am just going to throw all this medication away. I wouldn't suggest that if that's not your stand of faith. But, you know, my stand of faith is that I truly believe that, you know, the Almighty was going to heal me, and then he was going to lead me to the pathway of healing, and that I needed to, you know, what I needed to do was start by, you know, accepting my condition, and then accepting also my healing, and making a powerful stand by throwing away all of those medications that they gave me, and began to, you know, find my own pathway to healing. And I'll tell you some of the things that I began doing. They say that there are no precise things that you eat that that affect fibromyalgia, but I was told tomatoes. So, you know, again, this disease is just, I think that they don't have everything down to a science as to the do's, the don'ts, the what's the, you know, causes of the effects, and, you know, none of that. I really think that because it's so something that, you know, not everybody is plagued with, but you hear in recent years, I've been hearing so much about it, you know, and they're opening up centers, you know, so it's becoming more and more widespread. But it's something that's really underdiagnosed because, you know, not people really know how to explain to the doctor what they're feeling, and sometimes doctors don't always pay attention to what you're telling them that's going on in your body, so they associate it with other things instead of really, you know, giving you a real diagnosis of, you know, perhaps this fibromyalgia that's something that you could have, you know, had for years and just didn't know it. I mean, it, because they didn't know how to, they didn't recognize the, you know, the immediate symptoms of the disease. But yeah, the possible fibromyalgia causes, and again, it could be other causes, but we discussed that it could be hereditary, it could be something that's already in your body, and it's triggered by accident or injury. It could be associated with any autoimmune disorder, or any psychological emotional stress. And those symptoms right there should tell you that meditation is something that to even begin with. Just begin to meditate and allow yourself to relax totally. I think that under normal start, even just in life in general, that a person should understand and embrace the power of meditation, and get yourself away from stress and I think we need to release mental baggage in our lives anyway. People become so angry and don't understand why they're so angry, but I truly believe that it's because they do not allow themselves to mentally release all of the things that the cares that they've been carrying on all day long, the week before, the month before, and this is why we fly off on the deep end when something else occurs in our life, because we still carrying the stress from something else. So I would say just make sure you begin by a process, you know, inviting and embracing meditation in your life. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about the diet of meditation. We said earlier, they said that it's not specifically foods that really trigger, that affects the fibromyalgia in your body. But, you know, I was told by a physician that tomatoes and different things like that could, you know, cause, could affect, the or flare up the fibromyalgia in your body. It just depends, because I think it's just different, you know, levels of it. Is, you know, some people are affected more than others by it. It just depends. But I'm going to share with you from ProHealth.com pretty much some of the things. There's a story, and it doesn't state the, Mary Muller's. Mary Muller, she wrote a cookbook. She was dealt with fibromyalgia. It doesn't give her a complete story, but what she did was is something similar. It sounds like a very similar to my story. And I'm kind of currently kind of working on my own little cookbook. I pretty much got it already, because I really didn't intend on making a cookbook. I just wanted to make my own recipe so I, you know, be able to have something prepared to eat for myself. But I'm going to share a little bit about her story. And the story is from 2002. This is the fibromyalgia diet, eating for a better quality of life. And she came up with this cookbook by Mary L. Muller. It's only $7.23, so it may be something that you want to look into. But she said that many have overcome their fibromyalgia symptoms by changing their lifestyle and diet. And, you know, I just, you know, came across this this site recently, in recent years. But this sounds exactly how, you know, it came about in my life. I just started changing the way I looked at life. I dealt with life. I ate, you know. But it says, now she enjoys a state of remission from her fibromyalgia symptoms by making a few changes in her lifestyle. Here are some of the things that she did. She took away, she began eliminating four foods immediately and completely from her life. Chocolate, oh my word! Carbonated beverages, coffee, alcohol. Yes, 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 and oh, maybe. I absolutely love chocolate, so that is not something, but this is, I'm just sharing you with her what she began to change in her life. I don't drink carbonated. That's one of the things that I took from my life, too. Carbonated beverages, coffee, and alcohol. So I don't drink soda or anything like that, or alcohol. And alcohol and certain things are, and pleasurable drinks are, you know, completely different. So it's just based on your own individual process of what you're dealing with, what you take away from. But these are some of the things that she immediately eliminated from her diet, from, you know, dealing with fibromyalgia. And again, I'll repeat that: chocolate, carbonated beverages, coffee, and alcohol. Let me tell you what some of the things that, like, for the coffee, I drink a lot of herbal tea. And, you know, just different types of cleansing teas and different things of that nature. So if you're a person that absolutely is a heavy coffee drinker and you just need something that you'll be able to sip in the morning, like, you know, because I love the warm feeling, especially when it's cold in the wintertime, to be able to drink something warm. So now I, you know, drink various teas, and I don't crave the coffee. And the carbonated beverages, again, I don't. That's something that I could have lived without in the first place. So, you know, I definitely do not drink that. I would be completely lying if I told you I don't eat chocolate. I do, and there's they have organic chocolate and gourmet chocolate that I really like, and I can only eat like a bar. You know how they have the real big bars, and they have them in sections and so I just eat off one bar. And if I'm treating myself, I may eat two bars. But that candy bar can last about a couple of weeks for me once I get through eating. Some of the other things that she did is the same thing. I begin to say, along with changes in nutrition, she encourages stretching, exercising, and drinking 8-plus glasses of water a day. And she begins to remove other things from her diet to overcome fatigue and so that she can feel her best. These are 12 other items that she avoids: high-fat dairy foods, white sugar and white flour, fried food, preservatives, junk food, and salt, red meat, especially cured, salt cured, cured bacon, smoked or nitrate cured, coffee and caffeinated teas, so, you know, the caffeine, if it has caffeine in it, you know, stay away from it, cola, soda pops, carbonated beverages, liquid with your meals, alcoholic beverages, all forms of tobacco, prolonged periods of direct sun exposure, and Nutri-C or saccharin. Those are some of the other things that she personally removed from her life and just noticed a tremendous change, and that really helps her life. And that is pretty some of the same things that I did. What I did, I took all red meat, all pork out of my diet, all pop, you know, any soda, you know, anything that any type of drink that has sugar in it, period, it has to have no sugar, no caffeine, and all of those. So they do have those out there. They do have organic drinks, or you can make your own drink. I've never been like a heavy drinker or anything like that. Occasional, like, you know, during the holidays, a sip of wine or something like that. But again, that's your own personal choice. And then there's various types of enjoyable drinks that you can have that doesn't have alcohol in it. I've never had any tobacco, so. It says that she also did kept herself from direct sun exposure. So I think, you know, you have to find out what it is that affects your body. Just pay attention, because this is what I did. I started trying to pay attention when I ate something, and it made me feel bad. I stopped eating it. If it made me feel great, I was like, wow, I'm gonna keep on eating that, because, you know, certain types of food, you know, I did notice that it was affecting my body, and it would kind of trigger something. And so you have to find your own path, you know, on your own healing, and begin to work with that. Because everybody's situation, everybody's circumstances are quite different. And what she took out of her diet may be something that, you know, may not even affect you at all. So I would encourage you to begin to, you know, write down what you're experiencing when you're eating. Because, again, this is for your well-being. This is for your health. So take the time to do that, even if you have to journal it a little bit and just begin to just say, okay, when I ate a bowl of, you know, sliced tomatoes, I did not feel well. But when I ate, some sliced carrots, you know, I felt great. Or when I ate some rice, or, you know, different things of that nature, begin to do that. And how you can, you know, if you're a person that's dealing with fibromyalgia and you have this severe pain and you feel like you can't move enough to exercise, I'll just, again, encourage you. I did exactly what I did, is that I found this sister that did, you know, yoga. Had I not ever found that CD, I don't know if I ever would have done any yoga. And that's just me being honest. And you can start off with the simple yoga moves and just, you know, really begin to become one with yourself and your body. And men, too. This is, you know, I am a woman speaking from a woman's perspective, but the same thing applies to men, because men are plagued with fibromyalgia as well. you know, and this yoga is not gender specific. You know, you can, you know, be a male or female and engage in yoga. Because I would say, you know, if you want to find your own path to healing, if you want to truly, you know, rid yourself of this ailment or disease, you got to find a way or muster up the nerves and the confidence to, and the motivation to really begin on a path to your healing. But again, those are some of the things that she removed from her diet. And it sounds like a lot of things that I removed from my diet as well. Again, but how I came up with my list of things is because I noticed as I was eating certain things, if I was in pain, and this was over a course of a few years, it's just in recent years that I just began to, you know, gain my strength to really begin exercising so much to the point where I am a trainer, a fitness trainer for plus-size women. I teach a class every Tuesday night at our local YWCA. I lease out a spot, and I teach every week a plus-size fitness class where we're losing weight together. I also have a 90-day community weight loss challenge where, you know, several women who saw my video or, you know, heard about it on Facebook or, you know, from my flyers have joined me just by, you know, making their own commitment, their own stand to lose weight. And every 90 days is going to be a reoccurring thing. Every 90 days we'll restart the process until we lose all of our weight. And I just want to encourage, you know, plus-size women or anybody that's dealing with fibromyalgia and it has caused you to become immobile and gaining weight from it, just be encouraged because the weight didn't come on overnight, so it will not come off overnight. Just be your own person. Be who you are. Be accepting of yourself and loving of yourself. And you know what path you're on. You know you're on the path of losing weight. Don't feel like you have to give an explanation as to how, why you, you know, have packed on the extra pounds, you know, unless it ever comes up a conversation. But I'm saying don't, you know, if you haven't seen somebody in years, don't seek their approval. Don't, you know, have them, you know, for, oh, my God, what happened to Michelle? She gained this weight. You know, don't allow yourself to even, feel any type of shame from that because life happens, things occur to different people in different ways, and you are taking charge of that. So, you know, it may take you a year to a year and a half to lose all the weight, but the great news and the great thing is that you are working towards your goal of losing that for yourself and no one else. And that's what's very, very important. You don't need any extra stress on you, unnecessary stress on you in your life. If a person cannot accept you for, you know, the person that you are, then it's perhaps they're not the person to be a part of your life. Because people have to understand that everybody has their own purpose, their own process in life, and you have to follow your own path in life. All right, getting back on subject, the fibromyalgia, you know, some of the things, some of the light exercises that you can begin to do, if you're just sitting at home, allow yourself to just do some light arm lifts. If you're sitting in a chair, do some light arm lifts and just begin to help yourself just to get to the point. Even if it still hurts a little bit, just kind of, you know, don't force yourself, but just kind of, you know, kind of press a little bit and begin to move those, you know, your upper body and your upper arms, and then allow yourself to do a probably three sets of tens with leg lifts, lifting your legs, and then the same thing with your arms, and even in the chair, you know, you could do, you know, turn from side, you know, 10 times, do three sets of those, you know, do, you know, my favorite number is three, so I do things in sets of threes, you know, so three sets of 10, and so find yourself doing that because you're, every time you move, you're getting a little bit more exercise in. And just if you have to even walk around the block a little bit in your neighborhood or walk around the park before you know it, because when you're walking around the park and just taking in nature and the beauty of nature and stuff, you that hour, 30 minutes to an hour goes by very quickly, and you will be very proud of yourself because you allowed yourself to get out there and just be mobile. So that's what I'm encouraging you to do as a person that's dealing with fibromyalgia. Allow yourself to just find the natural ways and the natural and utilize the natural resources that are given to us by the Almighty, and just you know, look at those things. Look at those things in a more engaged, you know, embracing way. Look at those natural resources of as hope for your healing, as you know, the renewed strength in you. You know, because I am standing as a living witness that those, you know, you change. We have the power to change who we are in our life each day. We have the power to change our own circumstances in our life. We just have to make a decision on doing it and getting up, doing something about it. My stand was to throw away the medication to begin self-healing. That may not be your process and how you get started on your self-healing path, but you know, I can only share with you what I decided to do in my own life, and it's working for me. Now I'm, you know, teaching multiple plus-size health classes. And the reason why I started off on the plus-size, you know, because I shared a couple of shows ago that, you know, I kept running into, you know, plus size women, you know, strangers, you know, really confiding in me, giving, you know, talking to me about things that they were dealing with, and it was all surrounded by their weight or their weight gain. So it kind of prompted me and it, you know, inspired me to kind of just want to start a plus size women class so that women can come in and not feel so self-conscious of exercising, you know, in an environment like such as, you know, if they go into the gym, that, you know, it makes it bring a level of discomfort and discourages, you know, them from, you know, wanting to exercise because you have men and women who are so physically fit and you have to see that. But you also can see that as a positive too, because that could be if you turn it around in a certain direction, and you flip that, you could turn that into a positive and look at them and become motivated because you don't feel like you can do it. But the fact remains, some people cannot, you know, who they are not as strong and they do need extra encouragement somewhere, and so they need a less intimidating environment to begin on their path. So and that's okay, because we all have our areas where we're not as strong as others. So, you know, I'm thankful to be doing this class each month, and then I have another location coming up in Wayne, Michigan, and I'm also going to be twice a month, I will be teaching healthier cooking classes, just, you know, in my community, because I feel like the community, you know, if you help your community will help you. And I just want to be able to do that, because a lot of times there is so many alternative things that people can do, but they can't really afford them. So in my heart, I want to be able to, you know, I could charge a lot more because I have certification. But why? You know, there's so many people that need healing. There's so many people that need deliverance, and it just if money is the only thing that's keeping them from it, why not be a person that, if I have the resources, you know, and the information and the knowledge to share, because of the little money that I will trust, that money will grow and will, you know, God will bless me in different ways. And that's what I see. You know, he's blessing me in different ways. When you bless other people without, you know, without expecting, you know, things in return, and if you sow into people, and you'll reap good from sowing good. And the thing is that the more you do things in the community, the more people begin to know about you and embrace you. So that automatically jumpstarts you, you know, growing whatever you're trying to do, whatever business you're trying to do, because people see that you are helping others in everything that you're doing. So this is why I decided to, you know, start beginning. And in fact, this June 30th coming up, I will be hosting in a community, a 10-pallet salad. That just came to me, to just invite the community in to dine with me. And I'm just going to host that event on a Saturday, and anybody can come in and, you know, eat 10, you know, eat 10 of my different salads, something of all my salads and different salads, because people think that salads is just iceberg lettuce and, you know, and lettuce and tomatoes, and that's kind of it, but there are so many different types of salads that you can make that are more, you know, interesting than it, you know, salads may sound, even for men, because sometimes men don't really like salads because, you know, they figure, I'm a man, so, you know, a salad ain't gonna do, but they are some really great salads, healthy salads, you know, where you can, you know, prepare with, you know, more organic food, and that can really heal your body and help you and, you know, lose weight and still be satisfied in your stomach. So I'm going to be doing that in the community, and I'm so excited about it because we, you know, we are getting a response about it, and I really haven't put out a whole lot of marketing about it. It's just been by word of mouth that everybody's hearing about it. So I am just so excited about that because, you know, you have to be able to give back to the community, and it's not about what you can get out of them, but it's what you can give to them. And I happen to know for a fact my purpose is nurturing and being a person that really helps people. And I've always been like that all my life. It's not something that I started yesterday, but I've been this way all of my life. Sometimes it could be a good thing. Sometimes it can truly prove to be bad, because sometimes you can help people, and people not know how to accept help or know how to appreciate help. You know, sometimes there will be times you do good for others and they will not do good by you. So you just, you know, just live your purpose and forget about all of that, because it's the way of life. Things happen. So you just got to move on with your purpose and whatever you're meant to be here to do on earth. And this, you know, dealing with fibromyalgia has become part of that thing, because I feel like anything that you experience in your life, there's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to be a testament to somebody else's life, that they can get through whatever that they're, you know, dealing with, especially if a person that has experienced and have overcome what they are, you know, feeling victimized by. A lot of, you can feel victimized by fibromyalgia because you feel like, you know, all hope is gone and nothing that I can do, because that's what they basically tell you. There's not much to be done. There's no healing, you know, for it. But, you know, they are not God. Doctors are not God. And they can only tell you, according to science, that there may not be a direct healing. I'm not the only person that's walking the face of the earth who have dealt with fibromyalgia and have been healed from it. So I would encourage you to, you know, if you're dealing with it, don't allow yourself to be hopeless. Begin to be a spokesperson about it, and, you know, start finding your path. And I guarantee you, if you start telling people and helping people to understand about it, you'll start feeling great just alone by doing that. Because there's someone else out there dealing with it, and who know, perhaps don't even understand that they even have it. Like, for years, I didn't know I had it until, you know, it just took me one night having to just go in an emergency, and finally, you know, somebody just, you know, came up with the diagnosis, and after they did more and more tests, sometimes it takes the right type of doctor to look into a person who may have studied a little bit harder or delved a little deeper into some other unknown, less unknown, I should say, diseases, and you really studied about it, and, you know, for them to come up with a diagnosis. And once you find that doctor, you know, that's the beginning of you being able to get on that path of, you know, finding a different alternative way to finding your healing. Because they can only tell you by the science, but, you know, as God would have it, He always gives us a natural resource to heal our own bodies, and I am definitely a witness to that. If you get any more to eating herbal salads, anything herbal type of lettuce like kale and mixed herb lettuce and, you know, different things like that, because they package them nicely in the stores now. Get the organic, because those are not tainted by chemicals or anything. They're organically grown, or you can grow your own in your yard and become more familiar with herbs, a lot of herbs, and take in a lot of fiber in your body, because that kind of helps you keep because what triggers arthritis too is just moisture, and you know how some people say when it rains their arthritis become more severe. So be the type of person, because I stay warm all the time. I try to keep warm, liquids in my body. And I don't drink a whole lot of cold liquid unless I really, really just have to. I can drink something like room temperature or chilled. Just do necessary things to pacify, but to comfort and nurture your own body. Just, feel the love by just loving your own self, and you begin to just feel those moments of healing on your own. And it's just all about loving you and loving who you are, what you stand for, and all of those things that make a difference in your life in dealing with this ailment. I want to encourage plus size women and husky men, or if you're dealing with fibromyalgia, begin to find the natural ways to find your healing. If you're not comfortable with getting rid of the medication that they have given you, just gradually, wean yourself from different things, and you'll find, and just notice the difference in your body. Even if you have to grab a journal and begin writing about your experience of what you're dealing with in your body, allow yourself to do that. Don't be afraid to, embrace meditation. Don't be afraid to address yoga. And being a plus-size woman, I'm going to tell you, you can do it. You may not be able to do everything, but just to know that you are able to do some of them is a victory in itself. And again, I would say, if you need to find motivation to exercise, just enlist some people within the community, and you guys start exercising and walking together. And by all means, let it be people that are committed into wanting to lose weight themselves, because you don't want to start something and have somebody else drag you down. Do what you need to do for yourself, no matter what. If you can't find anybody, just motivate yourself. I have an iPod, and it's me and my iPod. So allow yourself. Don't allow yourself to come up with any excuses not to heal your own self. That's all I can truly say. I thank you so much for tuning in with this segment. I do miss the times when we can't come on. Sometimes just things I'm doing involved in so many other things that sometimes isn't enough time in the day to actually do the shows all the time. But I am so excited about having this segment, because it's just, it's truly my mission to help people with talking about life. Life circumstances, life dealings, periods, and giving you solutions to whatever issues you are dealing with in your own life. I want to say that, my life coaching company is Me A Happy Life Coaching. Our number is 734-288-7189. You can find out information on my website. It's being under construction, but, we still have some information out there. FisherMichelleAlford.com. It's my website. We also have a MiaHappy.com website. They're going to be kind of combined, so you'll be able to go to the both of them and find out the information on what we're doing. Because I do so many things, and I have wear so many hats that we kind of combined all my interests together, and we're still working on putting that all together. But again, and you can also find my feeds for various different topics. And interest, and I am skilled in those things that I am teaching on. I am certified. So again, the number is 734-288-7189. If you wish to talk to me about any type of coaching situation or any type of information that you want us to research, we'll be willing to do that for you as well. I want to just quickly play a quick commercial before I end the show. I'm kind of going to go into overtime, but I want to announce also that I will be hosting, I have somebody hosting the event for me, but I am the founder of the Spoken Word Billboard Awards here in Michigan, and we will be having that at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, and I am so excited about it. So I'm going to play our commercial for that so that you guys can have the information for it, and then we'll come back and with a little bit more discussion before we wrap everything up. How about that?
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, welcome back to Detroit and all our global listeners. That, again, was the announcement, the commercial for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards that's going to be happening September 29th here in Canton, Michigan. And all the information, as you said, was that in the commercial, you can find out ticket information there and call the box office there and even have your ticket mailed to you as well. So we look forward to a great time that evening and awarding so many deserving people in the community as well as abroad. I just want to thank everybody that tuned in that will check out the archives with Life with Michelle E. Alpha of Mia Happy Life Coaching. I appreciate your support of here on my network. I encourage you to listen to all the other shows that we have throughout the week with various hosts who are doing a great job with hosting their segments. We're thankful that their commitment of being here on the network, and we do have more and more people coming. We will be reintroducing some of our shows, but we're revamping some of the topics because we definitely want this show, this network, to be about uniting voices and changing lives. So everything we do, we want to just inspire people, educate people, motivate people, and just really, impact the whole entire human experience with our information, with our encouragement. I wanted also to let this be a portal for people to come to and rely on for information and resources. So make sure you check out our regular scheduled shows Monday through Sunday. And if we don't have a show scheduled, stay tuned because we will be having someone hosting a segment that will bring you a wealth of information. I want you to be on the lookout. We are June 16th. We will be having be in Chicago with a book signing with the Homeless Cry Anthology, where we are looking to raise awareness about the homelessness and raise funds to give to various charities with the sale of this book, the sale of T-shirts, and the viewing of the documentary that will be going along with the anthology. So I want you to listen to you guys today. Still, I'm actually losing my voice for some reason. But those of you who are living in the Michigan area, if you're interested in joining us in any of the plus-size swimming classes, feel free to call us again at 734-288-7189. Reserve a spot for yourself. We do on Tuesday nights, and we will be implementing a Saturday afternoon. And we'll give you complete details on that. It's only a $3 admissions charge. The cooking classes will be $7, and that will only happen twice a month. Because I couldn't actually do it, you know, I have so many other things that I'm doing. Twice a month is the only time that I could really do that. But it will be in rotating locations, and we'll, you know, stay tuned for that. You can either find it out on Facebook on my fan page at Official Michelle E. Alford. That's my fan page. So you can stay tuned with the events that we post there. My assistant will be posting some updated information there, as well as on my website, officialmichellealford.com or miahappy.com. And let's stay connected, folks, and be healthy and be happy. Allow yourself to, create that life of happiness for yourself. Don't allow yourself to, be a victim of despair. It's so easy just to stay there, you know, to become depressed or saddened by your life circumstances. But turn it, flip the script in your own life and turn your circumstances into something positive and begin to talk about it, begin to raise awareness about it. If you're dealing with fibromyalgia, begin to raise awareness about it and allow yourself to speak on it and you can in the moment that you're helping someone else, you will then in turn help yourself find your own path of healing. With that being said, I just want to thank you all for tuning in. Those of you that will be checking it out in the archives, I appreciate you. If you have more questions or regarding fibromyalgia, feel free to call me. Again, at 734-288-7189, that's my office. And if you have interest in any coaching, we do coaching via Skype, via the phone lines. It has to be uninterrupted. We do person-to-person. But all of these have to be a scheduled time and uninterrupted so that we can honestly, you know, really focus on you reaching all your goals and all of your highest potential in your life. With that being said, again, thank you for tuning in to Life with Michelle E. Alford and Mia Happy Life Coaching. I am so honored that you have chosen this day to share your time with me. And also be on the lookout for our web TV episodes that will be coming up very soon. We'll be offering pearls of wisdom. Of course, it will be me. There will just be just a little pearls of wisdom that we'll drop and share with you on via the YouTube and also I think that we're going to be doing some live streaming. So stay tuned for that, and we'll get with you and let you know when exactly that's going to occur. We'll update you on when that will actually occur. But thank you again. I love you, Detroit, and all our global listeners. But again, make it a happy day always and every day. All right. Namaste. Have a good day. And we're going to take it out, Jazzy, with Fianza.